We're doing Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. We left off at the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. So we're about 6 lines before the end of the page on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, what is a Nazir not allowed to do? There are 3 things, 3 restrictions of a Nazir. Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, or have any grape products for that matter. A Nazir is not allowed to become tamei to a dead body. And a Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. So says the Mishnah, Nazir shall yishol seyayim kol hayom. If you have a Nazir who is drinking wine all day long, he's only going to be chayiv one punishment, even though he was drinking wine all day long. Amru lo, but they kept on telling him, al tishte, don't drink, then he drinks. They tell him again, don't drink, and then he drinks. V'hu shosa, each time they tell him not to do it, he keeps on drinking, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Then what? Chayiv for each time. Similarly, very, very similarly, Hayimatami lemesim kalayom. If the Nazir was becoming tummy to dead bodies all day long, Eino chayev ela achas. He's only punished once. But Amru lov, they keep telling him, Al tetame, don't become tummy. Al tetame, don't become tummy. Vuhumetame, and each time they tell him not to, he goes ahead and does it, chayev al kalachas va'achas. Each time, he's chayev for each time that he does it. Similarly, Hayimegaleach kol hayom. If he was shaving or cutting his hair all day long, Eino chayiv ela achas. He's only chayiv once. But Amru lov, they told him, Al tegaleach. Don't shave. And he did it. Al tegaleach. Again, don't shave. And again, he did it. Vumegaleach, each time he does it, chayiv al kol achas viachas. He's chayiv for each and every time. Similarly, leaving the world of Nazir, let's say you have a guy, not a Nazir, who's wearing klayim. What's klayim that you wear? Good, a mix of wool and linen. Shatnez, what we call shatnez. A guy was wearing shatnez all day long. Einu chayev ela achas. He's only punished once. Amru lo, but if they told him, al tilbash, don't wear shatnez, and he wore it. Al tilbash, again, don't wear shatnez, again he wears it. And he keeps taking off the shatnez and putting it back on every time they tell him not to. Chayiv al kol achas v'achas. He's chayiv for each and every time. So we'll make a main point there. Main point number 5 on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. If a person repeats the same iser several times, he's only going to get multiple malkios if he's warned several times. Exactly. If a person repeats the same issue several times, he'll only get multiple malkios if he's warned several times. That is the first part of the Mishnah. Now, the next part of the Mishnah is totally independent. Next part of the Mishnah goes back to Avera contests. How many times in Maseches Makos already have we had, like, if you do this, you could violate X number of Averas. So here we have another case. Yesh choresh telemechad. If a guy really wants to be bad, he could plow a single furrow, a single row in a field, v'chayev alav mishum shmona lavin, and violate with that single act of plowing, violate 8 separate lavin, 8 separate averos. How so? Hachoresh b'shor v'chamar. First of all, he has an ox and a donkey pulling the plow together. You're not allowed to mix the two animals together to pull the plow. V'hein mukdashin, and those animals are hegdish. You're not allowed to use hegdish animals to do work for you. Uklayim bakarim, and what they're plowing is Klayim Bakarim, is a mixture of grapes and wheat, which is Asir. Uba Shemiyas, and it happens to be when? Shemitah year. V'yomtov, but not just any time during the Shemitah year, it's on Yontif during the Shemitah year. You're not allowed to plow on Yontif. V'kohen, and the guy is a Kohen. V'nazir, and he's a Nazir. B'beis Hatuma, and the field is a cemetery. The field is a place where there are dead bodies, so he's a Kohen and a Nazir. It's Asur for a Kohen to become Tameh, Asur for a Nazir to become Tameh. So he violated 8 different Isurim. Chananya ben Chachinai Omer. Chananya ben Chachinai says, wait, I have a way that he can make it even worse. Ava Lovish Klayim. What if he's wearing a suit that's shatnez also? So then he's violating a 9th Isur also. Amru lo, so the Chacham said, Eino min Hashem. Yeah, that doesn't count. You know, he could be eating a cheeseburger also. Like, you can't just, that has nothing to do with plowing, meaning that you can't count that toward the averos that he's doing while plowing if he just happens to be wearing shatnez. So that's cheating. Eino min Hashem, that's not the same, that doesn't come from the plowing. Amru lahem, so Chananya ben Chachinai said back to the Chacham, Afa Nazir lo hu Hashem. Being a Nazir also has nothing to do with plowing. The fact that he's a Nazir is just the fact that he's in a Tamei field, but it has nothing to do with plowing. So if you're going to count Nazir, then you should be able to count that he's wearing Shatnez also on the list. Okay, main point number one, you can violate up to 8 lavin for one act of plowing. Up to 8 los ases for a single act of plowing. We have to go through or memorize what all 8 are, but you should at least remember some of them. Should I repeat what they are? Or just the main point? That you can violate 8 lavin for the act of plowing. Depending when. The example the Mishnah gave was actually not Shabbos. It was Yantif and Shemitah and in the Tameh field and Yer Kohen and a Nazir and it was Kalayim and it was Hegdish and a lot of Averus. One second. And then we'll take questions after. Let me just get through the Amud. So, so there's a Girsa issue over here. The Girsa, if you look in the Masoros HaShas in Oz Beis in the top left-hand corner of the page, it changes the Girsa to the following. Amar of Bibi, Amar of Asi. Lo poshet velovesh mamish, ela afilu, and we go back into the Gemara, machnis umotzi beis yaron kli shalom. Which means, the case the Mishnah gave, that if a guy keeps on wearing shatnez, you keep telling him, don't wear shatnez, and he keeps on doing it, so he's going to be chayav for each and every time he does it. So he says, it doesn't have to be that he takes off the garment each time and then puts it back on. Even if he just takes one arm out of his sleeve and keeps putting it back in. Don't put that arm back in the sleeve, you're not allowed to wear shatnez, and he puts it back in. So he's chayav for each time he does that also, even though he never actually removed the shatnez. Machvi Ravacha Bered Ravika Iulei Vafuke. Ravacha Bered Ravika showed what that means, that even if you pull an arm out of a sleeve, he demonstrated on his own sleeve. Ravashi Omer, Ravashi says, not even that, not only that, Afilu lo shah elekidei lifshot velo boshchayev. Even if you didn't actually remove the garment at all, you just kept it on for long enough that you could have taken it off and put it back on, you're going to be chayiv separately for each time someone warns you. So if you're wearing this really nice suit that has shatnez in it, and someone comes over to you every 5 minutes and says, you really shouldn't wear that suit, it's shatnez, you can get malchus for wearing that suit, you're going to be chayiv as many times as you were told that. If someone told you every 5 minutes, 20 different times, you're going to be chayiv 20 malchus, even though you never removed the suit, because 5 minutes is enough time to have removed it and put it back on. So main point number two, in order to be chayiv for separate malchus on shatnez, you only need to remove and replace your arm, or even just keep it on long enough to take it off and put it back on. So in order to be chayiv several times for shatnez, you only need to remove an arm from the sleeve, or even just keep it on long enough to take it off and put it back on. So even if you just leave it on long enough, you're still going to be chayiv several times. Yesh choresh telem. Then the Mishnah said you could win the Avera contest by plowing. If you set everything up just right, you could violate 8 Averos. Amar Rabbi Yanai commented, Bechabura nimne v'gomru, hachofe beklayim loka. What are you not allowed to do with klei akeren? You're certainly not allowed to plant it, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed, but what if you just cover up the seeds a little bit with dirt? So in our Chabura, Rabbi Yanai says, we voted that even covering up the seeds with dirt, even just messing around the dirt where the klayim is planted, even that is something you get malchus for. Amar lahen Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, of course that's something you get malchus for. That's what our Mishnah said. What were you doing in our Mishnah? All you're doing is plowing. You know what plowing is? It's lifting up the dirt. So all you were doing that was klayim was covering it with dirt, and that was still one of the things that you get malchus for. So you see that it counts. Amar lahen Rabbi Yochanan, lav Mishnah seinu izu? What are you teaching us? Isn't this a Mishnah already? The Mishnah said, Yesh choresh telem echad v'chayiv alav mishum shmona lavin. You could plow one little row, and you'll be chayiv 8 different lavin. Hachoresh, b'shar, u'b'chamar. You use an ox and a donkey, v'hein muktashin, and they're holy animals, u'klayim b'kerem, and you're plowing kelei akerem. So, hay choresh, that's all the quote from the Mishnah. Hay choresh demechayiv mishum klayim, when are you ever going to be chayiv for klayim just because you're plowing? Lav de michsi bahadei da'azil, isn't it because you're taking some of the dirt and covering some of the seeds? So you see from the Mishnah that obviously taking some dirt and covering seeds of klayim is something you get malchus for. So Amalei said back to him, you're criticizing me that I'm teaching you this halacha that's explicit in the Mishnah? He says, ilav de daloi lo chaspa, mi mishkachas marganisa tusa. It's an expression. if I didn't pick up the broken piece of pottery, would you have ever found the gem that was hidden underneath it? Meaning you're right, that's what the Mishnah is saying. But you never would have understood that in the Mishnah had I not told it to you. Had I not told you that covering the seeds with dirt is a violation of shatnez, is a violation of klayim, rather, of klei hakerem. You would have thought that there's some other pshat in the Mishnah. You would not have understood that that's what the Mishnah means. What else could the pshat have been in the Mishnah? How else would you violate klayim just by plowing if not for the fact that you're covering it with dirt? So he says, here's what you would have thought. You would have thought just seeing it and leaving it there is something you get malchus for. Just seeing klayim and not doing anything about it, not ripping it out, is something you get malchus for. I had to teach you that, no, that's not what you're getting malchus for. You're getting malchus because you plowed it and you covered it with dirt. Why would you think just seeing it and leaving it there is something you get malchus for the following reason? Because there's someone that holds that way. Omer le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish says Rabbi Yochanan, Ilav de Kilsach Gavra Rabba, had it not been that a great man praised you, Hava Amina Masnisin Mani, Rabbi Akivahi, I would have thought that our Mishnah is aligned with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, De Amar Hamekayim Klayim Loke. Rabbi Akiva, did you get Malchus even for what? No, what did we just say? You can get just seeing it and leaving it there. Mekayim klayim, just leaving it there, you get malchus. My Rabbi Akiva, where does Rabbi Akiva say this? Titania, he says it in a brisa. Brisa says, "Haminachesh v'mechafa beklayim." If a person weeds klayim or covers klayim, loke gets malchus. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, "Af hamekayim." Even just leaving klayim there is enough to get malchus. My time with Rabbi Akiva, what's the reason for Rabbi Akiva? Normally you wouldn't get malchus on something like that, on just seeing something and not doing anything about it. Why does Rabbi Akiva think you get malchus on just leaving the klayim there? Titania, from the following brisa. The brisa darshens the pasuk. Pasuk says, sadcha lo sizra klayim. Don't plant klayim in your field. Ein li ela zoreya. From that pasuk, I would only know you're not allowed to plant. How do I know you're not even allowed to leave klayim in your field? Talmud Lomar, that's why we have a pasuk that says, klayim sadcha lo. Klayim in your field should not be. So that means that if it's there, don't let it be. You got to get rid of it. So, period. So we see that Rabbi Kiva holds, you get malchus even for just leaving klayim there. But that's not what our Mishnah is saying. Our Mishnah is saying that you get the Malchus for covering the Klayim with dirt. So main point number three, when the Mishnah says you're Chayiv for plowing Klayim, it is not assuming like Rabbi Akiva that you're getting Malchus for maintaining Klayim, for leaving klayim. It's not assuming like Rabbi Akiva that you're getting the malchus just for leaving the klayim. Rather, it's teaching that covering klayim with dirt gets malchus. Rather, it's teaching that you get malchus even for covering klayim with dirt. That's why it says you get malchus. Again, why does it say you got malchus in the Mishnah when you plowed the klayim? Not because you didn't rip it out, but because by plowing, what did you do? You covered it with dirt. Period. Next piece. Amrle Ula Rav Nachman. Ula said to Rav Nachman, you came up with, the Mishnah said you get 8 malchios. I think you should get 9 malchios. I think I could think of another thing you should get malchios for. Vililki nami mishum zoreya biyomtov. When you're plowing the field, aren't you also helping the planting process? So shouldn't you get malchus for planting on Yom Tov also? It should be 9 Averos. Amalei Tana Vishayer. What does Tana Vishayer mean? No. And what was for Yom Tov? For plowing on Yom Tov, not for planting on Yom Tov. He's saying you should get another malchus for planting on Yom Tov. So he said, Tana Vishayer. Yeah, it could be you get 9 malchus. We didn't list all of them. Amalei Tana Katani Shmona Vat Amar Tana Vishayer. It doesn't seem like it was leaving anything off the list. The Mishnah made a big deal of saying, you can do 80 surim with one act. It doesn't sound like it's leaving anything off the list, that there should be more. So it's hard to say that. Amar Rava, so Rav explained differently. He said, no, you know why you're not going to get a separate malchus for planting klayim, for planting on Yom Tov after you already get a malchus for plowing on Yom Tov? Why not? No. What? Yesh chilek b'amar Rava, yesh chilek malachos b'Shabbos, ve'ein chilek malachos b'Yom Tov. On Shabbos, you get a separate malchus for each and every malacha that you do. But on Yom Tov, if it was one act, and you did multiple malachas, you only get punished once. Amar lei, adote hey! He said, oh, good! That's a good answer, I like that. Eisvei Abaye says, I don't like that so much. Ve'ein chilek malachos b'Yom Tov. Is that really true that you're not going to get punished separately for each different malacha you do on Yom Tov? Vatanan, we have a Mishnah. Hamavashal gid b'chalav b'yom tov. Another Avera contest. Person cooks a gid anasha. What's a gid anasha? That's his parasha. Right? The thigh vein that you're not allowed to eat. He cooks a gid anasha in milk, so it's meat and milk, on Yom Tov, and he eats it, v'achlo, and he eats it, lo kechamish. He gets 5 malkios. Why? Loka mishum ochel gid, he gets malchus for eating a gid anasha. V'loka mishum mevashel b'yom tov shlo l'tzarech, he gets malchus for cooking something that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, but only if you're able to eat it. So he gets malchus for cooking something that's unnecessary for Yom Tov. V'loka mishum mevashel gid b'chalav, he gets malchus for cooking meat and milk together. V'loka mishum ochel basa b'chalav, he gets malchus for eating meat and milk together. V'loka mishum avara, and he gets malchus for lighting a fire on Yom Tov to cook. So he gets 5 malchus. But what do you see? That he gets 1 malchus for lighting a fire on Yom Tov and another malchus for cooking on Yom Tov, even though it was all the same. We'll get to that in a second. V'imisa, and if it's true that no matter how many malchus you do on Yom Tov, you only chayiv once, mishum avara lo mechayiv. He shouldn't be chayiv for avara. He shouldn't be chayiv for the fire because he's already chayiv for cooking on Yom Tov. Answers the Gemara, Apik Havara va'ayil gid anasha shel nevela. You're right. Take Havara off the list of things he's getting punished for and change the case a little bit. Make it a gid anasha of a nevela animal. What's nevela? An animal that wasn't shechted. So it has that isser also. He ate nevela also now. So you're right. He didn't do the malach of Havara. He's not chayiv for Havara when he cooked it, but he's chayiv an extra malchus for eating it because it's nevela. Says the Gemara, no, but that doesn't work. Vatani Rabbi Chiya lokesh shtayim al achilaso v'shalosh al bishulo. You're only chayiv 2 malchus for eating it and 3 malchus for cooking it. But if you're going to say that one of the malchus he's getting is for eating nevela, you flip the numbers. V'i'isa, if you're going to take out the malchus for burning and you're going to add a malchus for eating nevela, shalosh al achilaso hu chayiv. It turns out that he's chayiv 3 for eating. Ella, rather, the Gemara says, Apik Havara va'ayil atzei asherah. You should take out Havara from the list and put in the fact that he was burning it using asherah wood. That's an important concept, atzei asherah. What's asherah wood? Avodah zarah wood. And that's the problem. He's benefiting from avodah zarah wood. And that's what he's getting malchus for. We'll read another line. V'asharaseh mehacha v'lo yidbak b'yadcha. And the isser of using asherah wood is from the pasuk v'lo yidbak b'yadcha. Main point number 4 in the bottom of Chav Aleph and Beis, a person is not chayiv separately for plowing and planting on Yom Tov because ein chilek malachos b'Yom Tov. Again, a person is not chayiv separately for plowing and planting on Yom Tov because ein chilek malachos b'Yom Tov, which means what? What does that phrase mean? Ein chilek malachos b'Yom Tov? Good. No matter how many malachos you do on Yom Tov, you get punished all at once. No, let's ein chilek malachos b'Yom Tov. Let's read down to the two dots since we're like 2 lines away. Amar le Ravacha b'rei de Rava le Ravashi, v'lilki nami mishum lo savi toev al beisecha. If you're using asherah wood, shouldn't you also get malchus for bringing avodah zarah into your house? So that should be another issur. It should be a 6th malchus. Elahacha b'mayaskinan kigon shebishlo ba'atzei hegdish. So the Gemara says, okay, the case must not be that you used asherah wood, rather you used hegdish wood. And you're not allowed to get benefit from hegdish. V'asarasi mehachen, the iser of getting benefit from Hegdish is from the following pasuk. Pasuk says, V'ashreim tisrofun be'esh, you're supposed to burn asherah, sorry, it's from burning Hegdish, you're not allowed to burn Hegdish. Pasuk says you should burn an asherah tree, but lo sasun kein la'ashem elokechem. You could do that to avodah zarah, burn avodah zarah, but lo sasun kein la'ashem elokechem means what? Come on. Lo sasun kein la'ashem elokechem. Don't do that to God. Don't do what to God? Don't burn holy things of God. You can burn asherah trees, that's fine. Don't be burning holy books or holy things. So things that are hekdesh, you're not allowed to burn. That's the fifth iser.